And it's lovely to meet you and welcome to Enniscorthy, although you've been here a while now and you know Enniscorthy pretty well, but you know rugby pretty well too. You're originally an Australian and you're in Blackrock College at the moment.
My second stint in Blackrock, we were here from 2011 to 2014, went back to Oz for 5 years and then came back and run the program at Blackrock College. It's brilliant and it's great to be down at Enniscorthy. We're building a house in Bury, so I'm a Wexford man now and really pleased for it. It's beautiful, beautiful spot. We love it down here.
What attracted you to Ireland?
My parents are Irish. I've got an Irish passport. My kids have got Irish passports. I'd been here a lot of times with the family growing up. We got an opportunity to come here and coach a few years ago when the kids were really little. We loved it. And when the chance came to come back, we jumped at it. We're here to stay now. So, you know, we're building a house, kids are in school. So it's going to be a long time.
Coaching in college in Sydney, how did you first get into rugby? You obviously played first before you thought of coaching.
Yeah, played for 1,000 years. I was lucky enough, you know, I've played in a lot of different countries and a lot of different places. It's a natural progression to go into coaching. I had a few dabbles at pro coaching, but it's not for me. I much prefer being in the in education side of things. I've been director of rugby at a couple of big schools and now at Blackrock College, you know, teaching and their senior cup team, and it's a great balance.
Yeah, and I suppose they'll say the school's rugby is the pure rugby, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's before the cynicism comes in and all of that.
Yeah, it's great just to get your kids and you just see the way they improve. And, you know, school's about producing quality men and hopefully that's what we do. And some of them will be good rugby players, but we're going to produce more doctors and, you know, lawyers and everything else than we ever will rugby players. So that's, you know, it's pretty cool.
And in terms of your own playing career, what position did you play in?
Started off as a scrum half and then ended up as a centre. So got a little bit bigger and found beer and those sort of things and got a little bit bigger and moved out into the centres.
Yeah. I've always said that the centre is probably one of the hardest positions to play in rugby because if you miss a tackle, it's usually a try for the other team. And if you drop a ball or miss an opportunity, it's usually a try miss scored at the other end.
Yeah, it's a spot where you can't really hide. You get the blame when things are wrong, but you get all the glory when things are good. So it's a good spot to play.
Are you a qualified teacher as well? So you had that on your CV?
Teaching PE and history for years now. So it's great to fall back on, you know, dabble into coaching different areas, and it's a great vocation. I love it.
And in terms of your coaching, when did you feel that you'd like to get involved in coaching rugby?
I think this happens to a lot of guys who are playing. Got a bit older, got an injury. The club were giving me a few bob as it was, and so they decided that they're not going to pay me for nothing, so threw me into the coaching ranks. And it was good. I was always kind of going to head that way. I think you get injured, and that's often a way just to stay in the game.
And of course, coaching is difficult. You can be a brilliant player, but you might be a lousy coach. So it's about the people that you're coaching buying into what you're doing, I suppose, principally, and buying into you, isn't it? Isn't that really what coaching is?
The really elite players, they struggle for it because they just don't get how hard the game really is. Yeah. My first coaching job, you know, I was an assistant to Mark Eller, who, yeah, some of you might know, he's you know, probably one of the...
Was there two brothers, was there two?
Yeah, three of them.
Yeah, three of them. Yeah. Three Aboriginal boys, and they're you know, incredible players. You know, Mark's one of the best tens ever.
Coached Australia, didn't he?
Yeah, he had dabbled in it. He struggled to coach because he couldn't express what you had to do because it was so natural to him. He didn't understand how people struggled with it. The journeyman guys, like myself, you know, coaching becomes a little bit easy because you know how hard it is to play and you know how much work you have to put into it. Yeah. Somebody with that sort of talent, he just doesn't get it. How it's actually a hard game. It's easy when you like him, though.
Sometimes can you be careful as a coach that you can coach the natural talent out of somebody like him that just has that incredible ability?
Yeah, I think that's probably the balancing act now. It's making sure that don't over-structure the game to make it difficult for those natural players. You know, the game should be easy. You know, run with the ball, go forward and have fun. And that's basically what we should be doing, you know. Certainly needs a little bit of structure and you need to get a little bit of structure as things go forward. But, encourage them to express themselves and run with the ball as much as they can.
Yeah, of course, they have to get the ball first.
Yeah, well, that's why we got...
That's where you come in.
That's why we got the big guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't just stay in Australia, You went all over the place. I think you're in Tonga. You were, of course, with Eddie Jones in Japan.
I just did some work for him on their spring tours in 2012 and 2013. I was lucky enough to work through all the academy systems with the Tonga Rugby Union, in and out of Tonga. Just the incredible talent that is in those
raw talent.
Raw talent is in those Pacific islands. You know, hopefully, World Rugby sort themselves out and let you know guys who have played for the All Blacks or the Wallabies or whatever go back and play for the islands when they get a little bit older, because you know those islands deserve all the help they can get. It's a brilliant place, brilliant people.
What would you say you've learned most in your coaching career?
You're a small part. Your job is to make a complicated game as simple as possible. So I try to follow the motto, you know, the KISS principles, and you know, I just keep it simple, stupid. You know, let the players do their thing. Give them a framework to be able to win the ball and do the things that you got to do, but then let them play.
At the moment, there's a lot of bad publicity about rugby, the game. At the moment, it's kind of at a crossroads, isn't it? Although New Zealand still continue in Australia. Southern Hemisphere countries still try to play the game as it should be played, but this, after the Lions tour, it is really at a crossroads, isn't it?
A dour and a really bad advertisement for the game, that Lions tour. You know, unfortunately, it should have been, you know, with crowds down there, South Africa, I've been there a few times. It's one of the great places to tour. It was a real shame, but the rugby just wasn't inspiring. Coming all about size and power, and the beauty of the game's always been that there's a spot on their team for everybody, you know, for the big guy, the little guy, the fast guy, the slow guy. And we're kind of getting away from that. Now everybody's got to be big and strong. What's great to see, the Wallabies have beaten the Springboks the last two games. The All Blacks have got them a couple of weeks, you know. The Springboks might have to change, and it kills me as an Australian to say it, but hopefully everyone will start playing like the All Blacks, because they're pretty special to watch.
You're more of an attack coach, aren't you?
Yeah, that's kind of the remit, but with here, you know, attack and defence, but there's great guys involved with the club who have put their hands up and want to be involved. Michael Bolger, who's doing the club development work, doing some defence, he's doing great. You know, Deck O'Brien's been here for heaven ever and a day, and you know, he's doing the forwards and does a fantastic job. So we've got a really good coaching team down here, great club, and really on the up. So it's exciting to be here. It's good.
Yeah, I was eventually going to get around to your association with Enniscorthy. You were interested in coming yourself, I believe. You were actually interested in the job when you heard it became available.
Yeah, well, I said we've been living in Dublin for the 3 years we've been here, and you know, we wanted to get out of there and build a house and be down.
Bit of independence,
and you know, it's a beautiful spot down here. The beaches, you know, the beach is 5 minutes one way, the mountains are 5 minutes the other way. It's got everything down here. You know, I'm at, you know, 50 minutes. I'm at work, so it's not a tough commute. Yeah, so when we knew we were moving down to Goree, it's a no-brainer. It just gives you an instant link into the community. You know, you turn up at a rugby club and a couple of hundred people with similar interests, and you know you'll find a couple of people that you can have a pint with. So it's a great way to stay in the game and in the local area. I'm only, you know, 20-minute drive away, so it was just meant to be, you know. We started a building, broke ground on the house, and the ad for this place, for the job here, came up. So it was just meant to be.
Yeah, but you must have liked what you've seen about Enniscorthy. You had to think about it, I'm sure.
Yeah. I got in contact and got a lot of their footage and stuff and had a look. Kind of read about it, you know, winning a couple of provincial cups, you know, and they'd been on the improve. I think they were top of the league when COVID hit, and watched their games, and there was a lot to like about it. It's a you know, young, fast pack, good backs. They play a good brand of footy. They want to throw the ball around. And I thought, yeah, they're rough and raw, but there's a lot to work with, you know. So I can't see any reason why, you know, the club can't go on a bit of a run, you know, going on an upward trajectory for a couple of years, and hopefully we can continue that.
You're finding out the GAA becomes a bit of a problem now, and a couple of your key players are involved and are going to be involved. But I suppose as a coach, you just don't moan about that. You get on and work with what you have. You have over 40 guys training every night, which is a big plus.
Yeah, we've had great numbers down here. And yeah, this is Wexford. It's GAA country as much as anything. You know, although rugby is kind of booming down in this part of the country, so fair play to them. You know, do what you like. You know, COVID's thrown it around a little bit, and the GAA seasons are going, you know, crossing over a little bit more than they normally would. But yeah, I mean, I watched that game on Sunday. As I said to you before, I didn't understand a word the commentators were saying, but it was a brilliant game to watch. I mean, the Raps absolutely destroyed them. So yeah.
You've seen hurling before.
I have seen hurling before. Great game. They'll come back to us really fit. That's the bonus of it.
I know the league is starting. Actually, the first game is against Middleton. It's kind of a repeat of the league before the COVID came in. A lot of us feel, myself personally, that I think rugby just turned the key on the game of rugby when COVID hit, and whilst GA and other sports. It'll be very, very difficult for clubs to come back suddenly, all of a sudden, isn't it? You know, with maybe a couple of months preparation.
Yeah, it's the unknown. Nobody knows. If other clubs are struggling for numbers, are flush with numbers. From a lot of the people, the coaches that I've been talking to up in Dublin, you know, they found that the age profile of their squads has dropped dramatically. You know, those older 27, 28-year-old guys who are thinking of hanging around for another year, they've all gone in COVID. You know, they've found other things to do. You know, there's a young, fresh bunch coming through, and hopefully we can keep hold of them, because that's the hard part. You know, they come out of school or out of college, there's so much for them to do. So we've got to grab them and hold on to them. But we've had great numbers down here, so it's really encouraging.
Yeah, and it's a journey into the unknown now with the new league starting in a fortnight's time. You've had a couple of games against teams placed higher in the league, Greystones, Black Rock, and you an idea of what you're working with.
Yeah, it's been really encouraging. We've really had some experienced guys available, played a lot of young guys who have had their first taste of senior rugby, and, you know, they stood up. We were competitive in all our games. We fell away a little bit in the second half against Black Rock, but we blooded so many kids. So it's going to, you know, hold us in really good stead as we come forward. And plus, those players now understand that, you know, we've got ambitions to kind of move forward, and that's what it's going to take. That's where we've got to get to. So, I was really pleased with the way we've played. We've blooded some kids, and that's been the most important thing.
Yeah, and you've Middleton now as the first game. I suppose, is it the old adage that you try and win your home games first and foremost, and then you try and get something on the road? Do you still agree with that kind of theory?
I'd have ambitions to be able to do well on the road, particularly early in the season and late in the season when the grounds are hard and fast, given the way we play. You know, that adage is really true when we go to somewhere like Brough in the middle of winter. You know, you just want to go and... You know it's going to be a dogfight. But early season, you know, I'd like us to be able to really put something on the board early as we hit hard, fast grounds.
You get a feeling that the relationship is kind of mutual, because Enniscorthy, as I said to you, I've been involved in this club a long time myself, as it happens, but the philosophy has always been to move the ball, and I think that's your philosophy. So the marriage is quite decent at the moment.
You know, that's the club's DNA, and that's the DNA we want to play. And you got to stand for something, and we want people to say, oh yeah, let's go and watch Enniscorthy. It's going to be entertaining. They're going to throw the ball around. They're going to run the ball. I don't mind paying my £5 to go in and watch them, because I know I'm going to be entertained.
Yeah. So you're enjoying it so far a bit?
Yeah, it's been really good. Lovely.
You haven't been disappointed?
No, not at all. As I said, we've played a lot of young kids, and the future looks good. You know, we're going to be, you know, pushing kids through for the next few years, and that's always pleasing to see. No, it's been great, you know, so welcoming. There's some great people down here. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to getting in against Middleton and seeing how we go, what we can do.
Yeah, and it's a new challenge for you too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good to be back in the AIL. Yeah, so yeah. 5 or 6 years since I've coached in the AIL. You know, was it Black Rock, you know, early 2010s, 11s and 12s. Mm-hmm. It'd be good to be back in the AIL.
So you have the experience of it.
To do well in the AIL, you needed a good scrum and a good line-out maul, and you know, you didn't need much else. Somebody would just kick your points. But we'd like to be we'd like to be different. You know, we'd like to do more than that.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, Ben, and I wish you the best of luck. I know you've been here for a good few months now, and things are gelling nicely, and I think more importantly, the players and yourself are getting on. I think, as you say, when you're down in Brough in January or something, Clonmel, somewhere like that, and your boots are getting stuck in the muck, that'll be the real challenge.
That'll be the real challenge, yeah. But yeah, thanks. And it'll be great to see as many people get up here next week as we can. And hopefully the weather stays like it is. It's been brilliant, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
It's been like home.
Yeah, nice meeting you, Ben. And the very best of luck for the season.
Thank you, Liam. Much appreciated.